What are you doing?
Selling my most valuable possessions. I had some unexpected cab repairs this month. Could not send money home to Italy.
Oh, I didn't know you did that.
Oh, yes, it is a tradition in my family for the eldest son to help support his father.
Oh, aren't traditions wonderful? You feel like you're part of history somehow. I think familial ties like that give you such a warm...
Yeah, pretty words, but Papa just wants his cash.
Antonio, if you need money, I'd be more than happy to make you a loan.
No, Faye, I appreciate the offer, but I am a Scarpacci, and Scarpaccis don't accept charity. It is a matter of dignity, see? Get your reindeer hat here. Beat the holiday rush. Amuse your friends. Never have enough money to send to my father.
Oh, Scarpacci, quit complaining. You're lucky. At least your dad's an ocean away. My mom is right down the road at that old folks' home. Or as I like to call it, Caesar's Palace.
Well, that's terrible.
I'll tell you what's terrible. The fact she's going to be staying with me for 3 days while they paint her room. Oh, I hope I can distract her on the drive home. I'd hate for her to learn the way.
Well, Faye, I hope this works. Otherwise, I will have to start selling my blood.
Oh, selling your blood, Antonio? That's crazy talk.
Oh, absolutely.
And big money's in organs. You know, just sell one of whatever you have two of. Hey, you got your lungs, kidneys. Well, you get the picture.
Oh, Joe, Brian called from Boston. He said that he's bringing in an old friend of yours from high school, Sandy Cooper.
Oh, no!
Who's Sandy Cooper?
Joe, don't even get started.
Start what? She was nuts. You want to know who Sandy Cooper is?
Not a lot. I was just being polite.
She was this mousy girl with spooky eyes who had an insane crush on me. I mean, she was obsessed. She followed me home practically every day from school.
Did not.
Did too. And she came to every one of my baseball games, sat in the front row, and took pictures of me.
Did not.
She did too. And I swear to you, one day she came up behind me in study hall and cut off a lock of my hair.
Oh, good, Joe. Blame the bad haircut on Sandy.
Well, you believe me, don't you?
I believe someone was obsessed with you.
Thank you.
Sounds like it was you.
You know, when I was a stewardess, I was once involved in a similar situation with a frequent flyer. It was quite an infatuation.
Yeah, and what did you do about it?
Nothing. He got a restraining order and I had to stay away.
Listen, Helen, when Sandy asks about me, just tell her I'm dead. Like that's gonna stop her.
Hey, everybody, look who I found, eh?
Oh, my God, Helen Chapley, girl. You look terrific. Oh,
thanks.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty
well. Helen, you look so...
not fat anymore?
Yeah, you're a rail, you're a stick. My God, you could be a model.
Oh, God, please, go ahead.
Hey, you'll never guess what our Sandy's been doing. She's a prosecuting attorney in Chicago.
Really?
So, Sandy, what brings you back to Nantucket after all these years?
I came to visit my parents. Oh, I hope we can all get together before you leave. I'm free tonight.
Well, club car, 8 o'clock?
Perfect. I'll see you then.
I won't be there. I've got to check on some stuff that I haven't checked on since last time I checked on it.
Well, that's too bad. I'll see you guys later.
Great.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
So sweet.
Look at it. You look great.
Oh, man, what did I tell you? That woman is certifiable. Wait, I'm missing something here.
Oh, Joe still thinks that she's after him.
Oh, come on. Are you telling me you didn't see it? The way that she hugged Helen and she purposely didn't hug me?
Well, she didn't hug me either.
That's just how devious she is.
Okay. Sure.
What? Come on. Are you trying to tell me you don't remember the bizarre nickname she used to have for me?
Scooter. Dimples. Liza with a Z.
No. Joey Bear. Like Teddy Bear, only with Joe.
Okay, Mom, I'll get you some new toast. Now, don't throw that, Mom! Mom says she wants her toast blocker and that your chili doesn't have enough kick.
I practically use a whole bottle of Tabasco. What kind of breakfast is this anyway?
You're right. Skip the chili. Just give her another beer. Be right there. Ever since I took her to that Patriots game, I cannot pry that thing out of her bony little hand. Coming, mother!
Oh, good, you're here. So, fill me in. What happened last night?
Well, that depends. What are we talking about?
Your dinner with Sandy at the club car. I mean, she did ask about me, right?
Well, let's see, your name came up. Counting the times we brought it up, it's four. Never.
You know, even if Sandy did have a crush on you in high school, it's been 15 years. And take it from someone who knows, you're not that hard to get over.
Great, fine, laugh. Guys, you wanna come in here for a second?
Joey Bear, till death do us part.
What did I tell you? Sandy is crazy. Now, maybe you'll believe me now.
Yeah, maybe Joe's right. This is pretty weird.
All right, wait. Let's not jump to any conclusions, okay? This could be a suicide. Check the bear for signs of a struggle.
Maybe we should call the police.
Yeah, because if we stand here and do nothing, then another innocent stuffed toy could get whacked.
Brian.
Yeah, come on. This is not funny. We've got to do something.
Well, now, first things first. I think we should notify the bear's next of kin.
How can you two kid around at a time like this?
Yeah, thank you, Helen.
A bear has died.
Oh, great. You guys did this, didn't you? No, I don't think this is funny at all.
Joe, we just did this to show you how stupid you're being about Sandy.
And to get a good, cheap laugh at your expense. Well, I still think that woman is seriously disturbed.
Okay, Joe. You know, maybe he's right. Let's leave him alone. Hey, Joe, I'm sorry. And listen, if it helps any, I'd be happy to call Santa's workshop and make the funeral arrangements.
All right. Mama, I'm back. I got your racing form your cigars right here.
Lowell, Antonio's hardly sold a thing. Why don't you go over and buy something?
Well, you know, I would, but I really don't need anything.
He's a proud man. Go over and at least help him retain some vestige of his dignity.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, say no more. I'm on it.
Ah, welcome.
So, what have you got here, Antonio?
Oh, well, some very fine items. For instance, here's a practically brand new electric leg hair remover.
Now, why do you have...
Found it.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. I like your shirt. How much?
My shirt? No. My shirt is not for sale. Now, perhaps I could interest you in a soccer ball. Still has a lot of bounce.
Mighty tempting, but no.
Okay. Well, I might be able to sell you my shirt, but not for less than $25.
For this? It's a cotton poly blend. $3.
$15.
$3.
Look, this is the shirt off of my back.
Well, $3. Take it or leave it.
All right. I'll take it. Take the shirt.
Hey, you know, Faye. You're right. It feels good to give a man back his dignity.
Do you know if this, oh,
God, what is she doing here?
Would you relax? No, I'm telling you,
she's stalking me.
Let's relax.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, how was lunch?
Oh, great, she paid.
Well, I've got some more stuff to do.
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why wouldn't I be fine?
Joe, come on. Just open up. Just get it all out.
What? Open up what?
Oh,
tell her what?
God, this nonsense with her. You've been harboring this for years.
All right, okay. Sandy, I guess I'm still just a little weirded out by that stuff you did back in high school.
What stuff?
You followed me home from school every single day.
Joe, I never followed you anywhere. I lived one block up, and I guess I walked the same way, if that's what you mean.
Excellent, Deputy Fife. You've cracked the case.
Wait a minute. You came to my baseball games with that camera.
I was a photographer for the school paper.
Strike two.
No, I cannot be imagining this. You came up behind me in study hall and cut off a lock of my hair.
You knew that was me?
Yes, what did I tell you?
Oh, the stupid things you'll do to get into a high school sorority.
A sorority?
Yeah, it was part of the initiation.
Oh, God. So, you didn't have a crush on me?
Joe, give it up. No. Joe's right. I did kind of have a crush on
him. I knew it!
But most of the girls did, didn't you, Helen?
Well, no, I didn't make that mistake till later on in life.
While I'm confessing, this is really embarrassing. I had this idea that maybe you'd ask me to the prom. Can you imagine? Here you were, the captain of the baseball team, and here I was, this tall, gawky stick with cat's eye glasses and braces.
Well, you weren't gawky.
Joe, if you believed those things about me, no wonder you didn't come along last night. You must have thought I was crazy.
No, Sandy, I'm starting to think maybe I'm the one that was crazy. I have obviously blown this thing way out of proportion. Sorry, I feel like such a jerk.
Well, forget it. I just wish we'd had this conversation last night. You missed a nice evening.
Well, look, the next time you're in town, we've got to get together.
Well, I am leaving in the morning, but I have time tonight.
Oh, really? Do you want to go to dinner?
That would be nice.
Oh, great. Terrific. I'll pick you up at 8. Okay. Oh, come on. I'll walk you out.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hey, you know, I once had a crush on somebody in high school, and I didn't tell them either.
Oh, really? Who?
Mrs. Nash.
You were turned on by the lunchroom lady.
I think it was the plastic baggies on her hands. Oh. Well, look, I'm really glad we did this. It finally gave me a chance to get to know you.
I'm glad, too.
Well, good night.
Good night, and thank you. Joe, would you do me one last favor and just get the door for me?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Here, let me get this for you.
No, it's very heavy. It's old law books I'm storing here. No.
No problem.
Thank you.
Sandy, having a little trouble seeing where I'm going. You, want to hit the lights?
Prom now.
What's going on here, Sandy?
It's our senior prom. Isn't it fabulous, Joe? We're 17 again.
I get it. Oh, Brian and Helen put you up to this, didn't they? Oh, that's very funny. Oh, come on out, you guys. The joke's over. How long you been planning this?
Since June 5th, 1978.
Brian? Helen?
Didn't I do a great job of recreating the school gym? I had to guess about the finishing touches since I wasn't there. Even though I was chairman of the decoration committee, I spent every day after school for 3 months planning the theme and hanging crepe paper, and then somebody forgot to ask me to go!
Sandy,
I kept hoping you'd come around. I kept hoping right up until that night, but you didn't. Nah, you didn't care that I spent the whole night dressed in my beautiful prom dress, sitting in front of the TV watching Donnie and Marie with my parents. Oh, you didn't care, because you had your little trophy girlfriend, Janie Jordan. Do you like the flowers, Joe? I made them myself.
Yeah, they're beautiful. You did a really good job, just like you did back then. You know, I remember thinking, oh, gosh, why didn't I ask Sandy to the prom? You know, I thought about you that whole night.
Really? Big fat liar. Don't go away. Don't bother, Joe. Mr. Door is locked. Besides, why would you want to leave your prom so early? Mr. Phone doesn't work either. That's the phone I sat next to for 3 years waiting for you to call. How do I look?
Sandy, maybe we could just sit down for a minute and talk.
I said, how do I look?
Gorgeous.
Thank you. Joe, do you know what I have in my locket?
It's hair.
It's not just hair. It's your hair. Joey Bear hair. Here. Put this on.
Oh, no, you know, Sandy, I really...
Put it on! Much better, Joey Bear.
Wow, this, looks just like the jacket I wore in high school.
It's the exact one. I went to the rental place the day you returned it and bought it.
You didn't.
I did. Oh, how handsome you must have looked on June 5th, 1978. Oh, look. This must be Janie Jordan's lipstick on your collar. Oh.
Sandy? Sandy?
Thirsty, Joe? Warm. It's been sitting there since...
Oh, no, don't tell me. June 5th, 1978.
No, since this afternoon. What do you take me for, a Coke? Try it.
Mm.
Let's put on some music. I want to get wild. I want to get crazy. I want to dance the night away. Let's dance.
Sandy, you know, I really don't.
Dance! You're not doing it the way I pictured you would.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Do it better. Penny for your thoughts.
I think you're a total psycho in need of a Prozac about the size of a handball. You know, Sandy, I have had just about enough fun for one night. I'd really like to...
What, Joe? Whatever it is, we'll do it. This is our night, and I want it to be perfect.
Well, then let me go home. This is insane.
Fine, Joe. If it's too much to ask, don't sign it. Forget it. Forget that this is the most important night of my life. More important than the bar exam. More important than any night of my 2-week marriage. If it's so painful for you, Joey Bear, if my feelings mean absolutely nothing, then I lied. Mr. Door isn't locked. So you can just turn your back on me and leave.
I told you 100 times, Barnaby Jones, Jed Clampett, same guy. I can't take any more.
She sounds lovely.
Hold it. Hold it, Scarpacci. I am going to give you $100 to spend the rest of the day with my mom.
No, I don't take charity.
Trust me, you are going to earn every penny.
Okay. Mrs. Biggins? Are you there?
I'm telling you, you gotta believe me. She actually had on her prom dress.
Joe, we're not buying your story.
No. He's just trying to get back at us for stringing up Joey Bear in his office. No, I'm serious. She made me put on my old tuxedo jacket and fast dance to disco music.
God, that must have been awful. I've seen you dance.
Hi, everybody. I just have a minute before my flight, but I wanted to say goodbye. Bye.
Okay, fine. Listen, if you don't believe me, then let's ask Sandy. Why don't you tell them what happened last night?
Oh, Joe and I had a wonderful dinner.
No. Sandy. Tell them about the basement. You know, Mr. Phone, Mr. Door. Come on, tell them. Go, tell them.
Not following you, Joe.
Oh, come on, Sandy, the punch, the yearbook, you know, the disco dancing.
Sandy, just forget him. He's a little stressed out.
Oh, well, I understand that. It was nice to meet you.
It was nice meeting you too, Sandy.
Have a good flight. Thanks again, everybody.
See you.
Bye. Next year, homecoming.